Testing confident claims, on-device AI, antitrust basics, and the GenAI myths. The Maple Preview iPhone benchmark generated a widely shared inference. On-device AI has crossed a threshold making cloud inference optional for most use cases. Scrutiny of that claim reveals meaningful caveats. The 120 tokens per second figure is almost certainly measured under controlled conditions. Specific hardware state, stable thermal environment. While real-world iOS apps contend with background processes, thermal throttling, battery management, and memory pressure. The gap between benchmark and sustained deployment performance can be substantial. Beyond speed, ternary quantization degrades unevenly across task types. Tasks requiring precise numerical reasoning or careful logical chaining tend to suffer more than tasks rewarding fluent text generation. Meaning a model that scores comparably to a full precision baseline on general benchmarks may underperform on specific application requirements. There is also a reference point problem. Cloud models are updated continuously for all users. On-device models are frozen at the shipped version and updated only through app downloads. User expectations about AI capability are rising against a baseline of continuously improving cloud models, meaning good enough today may not hold as that reference point moves. The honest posture, as noted in the discussion, is that the Maple Preview result is genuinely impressive, and the caveats are genuine. The signal to watch is whether quality complaints cluster around specific task categories in deployed apps, and whether ternary training methodology iterates fast enough to maintain parity with cloud model improvements. An ACMQ piece cataloging 8 myths about software engineering and generative Carity. AI drew 189 comments, the highest engagement in the developer tools category. The paper examines empirical evidence behind claims ranging from GenAI will replace most programming jobs within 5 years, to AI-generated code is less secure than human-written code. Finding them ranging from unsubstantiated to actively misleading. The substantive Hacker News debate was not between optimists and skeptics, but about measurement. Researchers in the thread noted that credible empirical instruments for assessing ETHGEL, AI coding tool productivity effects at population scale, do not yet exist, with lines of code a poor metric, deployment frequency confounded by other variables, and developer satisfaction surveys carrying their own biases. The editorial arguing that analytics platform Pi's intentional minimalism is becoming a competitive advantage against Databricks prompted a curriculum moment on antitrust law. Databricks, valued well above $60 billion at its last funding round, is an extraordinarily capable platform, but its expanded feature surface creates onboarding and operational costs that a simpler, more opinionated entrant can exploit for the majority of common use cases. Antitrust scrutiny of such a player would focus not on market share alone, holding a monopoly is not illegal under the Sherman Act, but on whether licensing structures make data migration prohibitively expensive, technical interfaces create artificial lock-in beyond genuine product complexity, or exclusive dealing arrangements with cloud providers foreclose competition. Courts have historically applied serious scrutiny above roughly 70% market share. But the conduct that produced the share matters more than the number itself.